They changed this word here and put faith in Christ. They take His faith and make it your faith. And I get amazed when people talk about the faith of Christ. How that even grace believers talk about Christ didn't need to have faith, He was God. Well, He was God. God was in Him. He was born of a virgin. He had the nature of His Father, didn't have Adam's nature. No sin about Him. But yet He was a man. He knew pain. God don't know pain. He hungered. You reckon the Lord, you reckon the Father gets hungry? As a little boy, I imagine He probably fell down, don't you reckon, playing? What do you reckon, Jesus Christ played? Come on, folks. There's nothing sacrilegious about this. Do you reckon Jesus Christ scunned His knee? Reckon He got a splinter in His finger? Does God skin His knee and get a splinter in His finger? He was all God, and yet He was a man. I want you to see some things, and I don't have, this is just coming from out of my innermost being, but no notes. No outline up here, just a King James Bible with my little paths and side scripture on the, and I don't even have a wide margin so you can know. So I'm going to try to get across what's on my mind. And look in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. And some people will see this, hear it, and they'll have a fit over it. But it's what I see in the Scripture. And if they or you or don't see it, then pray about it. And if you can prove me wrong, I'll be happy to listen. But not with an NIV, with a King James Bible. Look in Acts chapter 2. And notice in verse 23, I'm going to say 22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by Him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him, being delivered by determined counsel and foreknowledge of God. Now God knew it. Ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains. Now what is pain? Something hurts, isn't it? Does death have pain? That's not P-A-N-G, that's P-A-I-N-S. Death, he said, the pains of death. Reckon where you can find the pains of death. Well, hopefully you'll see. Because it was not possible that he should be holden of it, death. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice. Now, he's still talking about the Lord. Now there's what the Lord's thinking and saying. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Now, he's talking about the Lord there. David foresaw, David speaketh concerning him. His flesh is going to rest in hope. What would Christ be hoping in? Look on down with me. Verse 27. Because. Now he's talking about my flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul where? In hell. You reckon there's some pains in death and hell? Do you reckon if you was there, where else would he have hope? He's trusting, is he not? Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. His body never saw corruption in the physical sense, and his soul was not left in hell. Now I want you to turn with me. I want you to look first. I tell you what, come over and we're going to go to the book of Psalms. But I want you to stop off at Jonah. Faith of Christ. Why would he need faith? Look at Jonah. And I don't have time to run all the references, but Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 12, as Jonah was in the heart of the earth, or the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be in the, where? Heart of the earth. As he was at, he was there 3 days and 3 nights. Am I right or wrong? Okay. Now look at Jonah. Jonah's body was in that fish, that whale. The Bible said that the Lord, look in chapter 1, verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish. Well, I know from Christ that fish is a whale. People say a man's body couldn't stay in a whale. The juices would digest him and all of that. No, the Lord prepared this fish. He fixed it where that body would not be destroyed. So he's in there, prepared a fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. And Jesus said, as Jonah was in the whale's belly 3 days and 3 nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. They asked him for a sign. And he said, there shall no sign be given unto this wicked and adulterous generation, but the sign of Jonah. And then he quotes it. Well, what was the sign of Jonah? Resurrection. Jesus Christ saying the only sign that you're going to get is the sign of Jonah. Folks, what people don't realize, Jonah died. His body stayed in the whale, type of the sepulcher. They prepared it. God prepared it. Men prepared that body, laid it in the sepulcher. But look where Jonah went. Look in chapter 2. In chapter 2, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cry by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of where? Hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. He died in that whale's belly. Look with me and notice what he said. Come on down in verse 3. For thou hast cast me into the deep. Now that's, you ought to underline the deep. For in the midst of seas and the floods compassed me about, and all thy billows and all and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depths closed me round about. You know what happened to Jonah? You know how he died? He drowned. Verse 3, wrapped me around my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was shut, was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. That they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry land. Jonah was resurrected. He went down to hell. The bars, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. There are bars on them gates. And Jonah went to hell, and he just realized salvation is of the Lord. And Jesus Christ said, that's the sign. As Jonah was there, so shall I be there. 3 days and three nights. Now, look back at with me and let's try again. I want you to see something. Turn with me and look in. Let's go to Psalm 16. In Psalm 16, now before I read in Psalm 16, there are 3 hours that take place that Jesus Christ is on this cross. 3 hours. He's hanging on that cross. And darkness. From the ninth hour until about the 3 o'clock, darkness. He's being judged. Now we talk about sin, and we talk about the pain that he went through, and he did. He suffered like no other man had ever suffered. I mean, they whipped him. Psalms 22 says his bones was out of joint. You ever had a bone out of joint? This man, he suffered. He's in pain. He's in agony. But that's not the suffering that he dreaded. Before we read, look with me. Take 2 Corinthians. Well, y'all don't have to turn there. Y'all know the verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For God, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, Did Jesus Christ become sin? He did. God, and that's darkness. The light of Christ went out, and darkness upon the earth at that time. And then at the end, God turns his back upon him, and he cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God forsook his son. He turned his back on him. And Jesus Christ said, it's finished. And he gave up the ghost, and as though he stepped out in blind faith, if you please, and he went down. He went into the heart of the earth, and people say, not to hell. As sure as you're sitting in this building today, Jesus Christ went to hell for you. Now, how is he going to get out? What's his hope in? It's in the Father. Before we read in Psalms, turn to Titus. And look in Titus chapter 1. You remember he said that his hope in his flesh, he had hope. Look in Titus chapter 1. Verse 1, Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect. Now, who you reckon God's elect is? Who did God elect? It's Jesus Christ, folks. He's a servant of God and an apostle of God, according to the faith of God's elect. That's Jesus Christ. And the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Now, who was back there before the world began for God to promise eternal life? In the beginning, God. But the Word was into the beginning too. God Almighty made a promise. It's as though God Almighty promised His Son. I mean, folks, how else is He going to get you righteous and get you where He's at? Somebody, something had to die for your sins. Your sins had to be paid for. Your sins costed something. They costed God. Its salvation is free to you, but brother, it costed God something. And so, God promised eternal life. Now, go to Psalms and let's look at some of these things about it. In, let's see, Psalms 20, what did I say, 16? Notice in Psalm 16, notice what he says in verse, well, I can't read it in Job 16, can I? I got new glasses in case somebody's wondering what's changed about me. New glasses. And, you know, my other ones were smaller and just forget it. Oh, man. Look in Psalm 16. And he quotes this in Acts chapter 2. But notice what he said in verse 10. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are all pleasures evermore. Well, there's no doubt about it. He quotes that in Acts chapter 2. Now go with me to Psalm 69. In Psalm 69. In Psalm 69, Notice, remember, Jonah now is the sign. He's the type. Psalm 69. And drowning is a type of the wrath of God, if you please. Now look at, you look back in Genesis chapter 6. What happened to them? The world. There's 8 people who got saved by water, but what happened to the rest of the people? They drowned. You find it over and over. But I look in Psalm 69. He said, verse 1, "Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul," just like Jonah. "I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. For they that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head." Folks, this is Christ. He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Somewhere Christ was in deep waters. Somewhere Christ is in the mire. And somewhere Christ is saying, "Save me." And come on with me, verse 8. "I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children." That's a good verse right there to prove that Mary had children after Jesus Christ, because he said, that's a reference to Christ again, "He's an alien unto my mother's children." Verse 9, "For the zeal of mine house hath eaten me up. The reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen on me." And you can read that in John chapter 2, verse 17. And then he become a stranger unto his brethren. You can find that in John chapter 7, verse 5. But come on down to verse 14. "Deliver me out of the mire. Let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me. And out of the deep waters, let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me." Well, folks, you ought to know what the pit, look in verse 21. "They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." Where'd that happen at? That happened on the cross, did it not? Verse, and then he begins to pray. All I'm trying to see, Christ is down there and it's tight. Look back in chapter 42. In Psalm 42. And notice in Psalm 42, he goes on, he said, verse 7, verse 6, "O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I will remember thee from the land of Jordan, and from the Hermonites, and from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me." Come to Psalm 69. Psalm 69 again. Well, we done read Psalm. Turn over to Psalm 88. In Psalm 88, and here's where we're going to stay a while. Psalm 88, verse 1. "O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night." Psalm 88 is a messianic psalm. It's a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. In Psalm, he said, "O Lord God of my salvation." Come to verse 4. "I am counted with them that go down into the pit." Now you know where the pit is. You remember Moses back there, and there was gainsayings of Korah and all of them, And they came up and said, Moses, you take too much on you. And he said, well, I'll tell you what let's do. Let the Lord choose who he wants to lead you. And said, you take a censer and put incense and fire in that censer, and you bring it and offer it before the Lord. And 250 men took fire and put it in their censer and put incense and came before the Lord. You know what happened? And he looked, and Moses told them before they came, he said, if these men die the common death, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the earth opens her mouth and they go quickly down into the what? Pit. And what happens? They go before him, and God Almighty kills them, and Byron and all them, they get, the earth opens up and swallows them, and they go to hell in their shirt tail before they knew what hit them. They go down into the pit. The pit. Now look at this thing about it. He said, I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength, free from among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness and in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy ways. Folks, that's what we read in 69 and 42. Jesus Christ is in hell. He's suffering the wrath of Almighty God on you. That's, folks, this is a man in hell here. He goes on, thou hast put away thine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. He don't have no strength. He went down as a sinner, having your sins. He took your place. He became what you are. And he's paying for all of your sins, and God's pouring his wrath out on his son in hell. That's where the wrath is. He was judged. He was turned over to wicked men. And the Gentiles, they beat him. And Satan had him accused. Satan thought if he could destroy him, the promised seed, he'd have God whipped. So he has him nailed to the cross. He moves on that crowd standing out there, and they holler, crucify him, crucify him. And they take him in there, and Pilate says, I find no fault in this man. And what shall I do to him that is called King of the Jews? And they said, we have no king but Caesar. We'll not have this man to reign over us. Do away with him, crucify him, crucify him. And they take him out and they beat him to a pulp. They whip him. They tie with a cat a nine tail, and they whip him and rip his flesh off of his back. And they take him out there and they strip him down of all of his clothes, and he's up there naked. And there he is hanging naked between heaven and earth for all men to look at and mock and make fun of. And that's what he's doing. He's taking your shame, your reproaches. He's doing it for you. And God Almighty makes him sin. Satan with the law, and the law said he must die. Jesus Christ was as a lamb led to the slaughter, yet he opened not his mouth. I can see it just like a courtroom there. Satan like the prosecuting attorney. There he is, Satan accusing him, and Jesus Christ guilty. every sin that a man could possibly make, every crime that a person could do. Guilty. Guilty. God made him to be sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. So I don't want nobody to pay for my sins. You got somebody to pay for your sins, whether you want it or not. Your problem is, if you reject it, then you will pay for them. Down there, guilty. Murder, guilty. Harlot, guilty. Liar, guilty. Cheat, guilty. Go down the list. Every sin that breaks God's law, every thought of foolishness, guilty. Guilty. He prayed in that garden. He said, Father, if it be any other way, let this cup pass from me. Not my will, but thy will be done. You know where that cup he's going to drink it at? Down there. Look with me and hang on to Psalm 88 and turn to Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. Notice what he says. Hebrews 5, it says, a reference to Christ. In Hebrews 5, verse 5, so also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, Christ, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect. Oh, I thought he was already perfect. He was made perfect again. He was begotten again. He became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. In verse 15, there is a son, yet he learned obedience. Turn to Philippians. And he prayed. And by the way, save him, verse 7, crying in tears, was able to save him from death. Look in Philippians. In Philippians. In Philippians chapter, let's see, let me get there. Chapter 2, he said in verse 5, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became what? Obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Folks, Jesus Christ prayed in the garden until his sweat became great drops of blood. Why? He feared. He cried to the Father that was able to save him from death. He's looking at the wrath of God down here. And he prayed so earnestly that his sweat became his blood. I want to tell you sinners in here, if there's somebody in here that's never been saved, that might be well what you ought to do. If you knew what I knew about the hell and the scriptures, you'd be praying till your sweat became great drops of blood for God's salvation.
But you don't have to pray like that. All you have to do is receive it. He's done it for you.
So, well, that's not a good word, done it. But you know what I meant. Done it. I like that word. That's in Sipes Dictionary. And the definition of Sipes Dictionary is it's a done deal. Look in Psalm, back in Psalm 88. I shut up, verse 8. Cannot come forth. Hang on there and let me read a verse to you out of Psalms 142. Psalms 142. You know what the book of Psalms is about? Most of the Psalms is about the thoughts, prayers, and things that happen to the Lord Jesus Christ. You read them in that attitude and you learn about what Christ was thinking, what He was going through when He's on this earth. In Psalms 142, look what He said. He said, I looked on my right hand, beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Look down in verse 7. Bring my soul out of where? Prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Look back in Psalm 88. I was shut up. Where was he shut up? In prison. He's down there. Bars compassed him about. He said in verse 10, he said, wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Selah. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave? Or thy faithfulness in destruction? Come to verse 11. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? Did God the Father turn his back and hide him? And you know something? God didn't look back. After he cried, Daddy gave up the ghost and died, and in hell, Jesus Christ goes. Until God delivered him. Verse 15, I am afflicted, ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer the terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They come around about me daily like water. They compass me about together. Lover and friends hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance in the darkness. He's down there. He's down there alone. He's suffering the wrath of Almighty God in hell. What's his hope? God's promise of eternal life. And you know something? I believe when God raised him up, I believe there's two compartments. I believe there's a lower apartment. I believe that's hell. That's where the fire. That's where the pain is at. I believe there's another compartment. And I believe that's where old Lazarus was. It's called Abraham's bosom. I ain't going to spell it all, but anyway. And I believe this is like a gulf. It's an expansion in there. And in there, they can't cross over. The rich man down here looked and saw Lazarus up here. that he couldn't get through to him. I believe the Lord, God restored him. And when he come up into that gulf, I believe he began to tell him spirits that he preached to. You couldn't keep me. I believe he glorified the Father. My Father kept the word. And he came on up. Don't you reckon? Them people saw him. I'll be back to get y'all later. Comes on up that morning. The Bible said he led captivity captive. He's got something captivated. He's got somebody captive. God done a work down there. You see, he prepared him a body. And that body was put in on the cross and in the tomb. God formed another body in the heart of the earth. And I believe when Jesus Christ came up, bless your soul, we came up with him. Them old angels down there that was kept in first state probably said, we got you. And there they are, God doing a work down there. And when he comes up with that bunch of us, this is why I went. Comes up, Mary sees him, and she thinks he's a gardener. She doesn't know where you've laid the body of Christ. And he says, Mary. And she said, my Lord. And he said, touch me not. For I have not yet ascended unto the Father. And he goes and he leaves and he takes something to the Father. Here's the ones that you've got, you'll give eternal life to. Say, well, that's pretty. No, these is the ones that you foreknew. That would trust you. The work's done. And God sent a man with the message of grace and sent it through the Apostle Paul to tell the world. And he's passed it on to different people all the way down today, this Sunday. God is giving you aid. He's helping you by letting me stand here and tell you that all the work for your salvation has been accomplished. And there's nothing that you need to do but just receive His Son as your Savior and have eternal life. What a Savior we have. What a Lord we have. Nothing that I could do to match up to that. And if what He did on the cross as a sacrifice and in the flames, in the hell fire, is not enough to redeem me, then you're looking at a damn man, because there's nothing else that I can do to top that. And all you have to do is receive Him. I believe it. I trust you, Lord. And leave out of here with eternal life. One last verse. I want you to take Leviticus chapter 1. And I want you to take Ephesians chapter 5. And you see this great truth that I preach to you today. Peter and the 12 didn't know it. And the majority of the religious systems of the world don't know it. And the new Bibles take it out and they take his faith,
He died in faith. We are saved by His faith. We are justified by His faith. We are redeemed by His faith. Everything we have, it's His faith. He trusted in the Father to give Him eternal life. And He became your sacrifice. All of the other Bibles destroy this and make it you when it ain't about you. Your faith is just believe it was for me. Look in Leviticus chapter 1. Notice what he says. Verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel, say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, you shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. Do you realize if you receive Christ, it's your own voluntary will? I mean, God is not going to force you to do it. You have a choice of life or death. You can believe that Jesus Christ died for you and trust that as your salvation, or you can reject it. Your choice, your will. Verse 4, and he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make an atonement for him. In other words, the man puts his hand on the head of it, and they become one. Do you realize by you trusting Christ as your Savior, you become one with the sacrifice? You trust Jesus Christ that He died for you. You believe that. You put your faith in that. You're trusting that. And you become one as though you was on that cross with Him. Look in the verse there. Come over to verse 9. His inwards and his legs shall be washed in water. And the priest shall burn all on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. Look down with me, come over to verse 13. But he shall wash the inwards and his legs with water, and the priest shall bring it all and burn it upon the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. Chapter 2, you can go on, verse 17, last part. A sweet savor unto the Lord is made an offering by fire. In chapter 2, verse 2, it's an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. I'm trying to get you to see that offerings that become a sweet savor of the Lord is an offering made by fire. Now look over it in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. It's a death by fire, folks. He died. He was the sacrifice. You, as believing on Him, it's as though you putting your hands on His head and saying, this is my sacrifice. What are you going to offer to God for your ungodliness? Jesus Christ is sacrifice. How are you going to get to heaven? Jesus Christ is sacrifice. I mean, you become one with that. You trust Him. You believe on Him. And Jesus Christ went down and in the fire suffered the hell that you deserve. And God raised Him out of that hell. And He justified you when He came up, if you'll believe on Him. His faith Don't let nobody pull your legs. Jesus Christ had faith. He died as a sinner. He died while God had His back on Him. He died in weakness. Paul said He was crucified in weakness. He died having no strength to get out. And God raised Him. By what? By washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost in Titus chapter 3. He cleaned Him up, washed Him, and renewed the Holy Ghost, and He came up, and that's put to your account. Now, what more could you do to be saved? Well, I believe God. I believe there's more to it than that. Well, tell us. Tell us right now. Stand up right now and tell me what's more to it than that. There is nothing more to it than that. Will you trust Christ as your Savior if you're lost? While we bow our heads. Father, Lord, I don't know the hearts of people in here, but I do know that if there's anyone here, man, woman, boy, or girl, that's never been saved, they have never realized that they was a sinner, that they were lost until now. Father, I pray if they see that they are a sinner, that they're lost, I pray that right now, as hopeless as Jonah was, that he cried out and said, "Salvation is of the Lord." Lord, may they realize that salvation is not in what they do, but in what You did for them, and just simply trust that and believe it for their salvation. Father, I pray that they'll do it right now. Oh God, right now, will they just turn it over to them and say, "I'm saved by what Jesus Christ did. I believe that." And we'll praise You for it. Amen. If you did do that, tell somebody about it. With the mouth, confession is made. And if you trusted Christ as your Savior, let somebody know. Okay. Y'all, freedom to go.